The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on this Thursday, May 16th. Saudi Arabia has blamed Tehran for a drone attack by Yemen's rebels on a key oil pipeline, while a newspaper close to the palace is calling for the U.S. to carry out surgical strikes on Iran, adding a new layer of tension to the standoff in the Persian Gulf. Tensions have flared in the past 2 weeks after the U.S. sent warships and bombers to the region to counter an alleged threat from Iran. A Yemen rebel drone strike, which we told you about this week, on a critical Saudi oil pipeline, shows the otherwise peaceful sandy beaches of the Arabian Peninsula now are at risk of similar assault, including an under-construction nuclear plant in Dubai International Airport. UN investigators say the Houthis, now a new UAV-X drone found in recent months during the Saudi-led coalition's war in Yemen, likely has a range of up to 1,500 kilometers or 930 miles. Opponents of Alabama's new abortion ban plan a Sunday afternoon rally at the state capitol. Organizers of the March for Reproductive Freedom say people should have the right to make the decisions that are best for their bodies without state interference. They plan to march to the capitol steps at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Similar marches are planned in Birmingham and Huntsville. A Chicago police spokesman says a baby isn't expected to survive after being ripped from its mother's womb after she was strangled. Anthony Guglielmi says three people are in custody and charges including murder are pending. Authorities say the woman, 19-year-old Marlon Ochoa Uristigue, had gone to a Chicago home in response to a Facebook offer of free clothes. Five states are announcing new lawsuits seeking to hold the drug industry accountable for an opioid overdose and addiction crisis. With the newly announced suits from Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, 45 states have now taken legal action against the maker of OxyContin. Some have sued other companies, too. OxyContin maker Purdue persuaded a North Dakota judge to dismiss claims against it there this month. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
Now taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. What a difference a day makes. Yesterday we had a high of 79. This morning we had 46 degrees as our low at 8 o'clock this morning. And had a north wind of 22, gusting up to 31, making it feel quite a bit cooler than that. But now the sun is shining, things are warming up, we're up to 54 degrees, a north wind of 19 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.93 inches, and rising humidity is down at 56%. Yesterday we had 0.08 of an inch of rain at the KROX studios, with severe thunderstorms just going to the north into the, well, just to the north of us. We also had quite a bit of lightning as well. On Euclid Avenue, they're reporting 0.14 of an inch of rain, and 3 miles south of Angus, is that 0.4 of an inch of rain, it looks like? Okay, so 0.4 of an inch of rain, just shy of a half an inch, and that's Angus, Euclid. They got the bulk of the system that moved through our area last night, also to the south, as far as heavy rains go, so that sounds about right. And there was a funnel cloud spotted last night right around, well, north of Crookston, according to meteorologist or weatherology meteorologist that we had live on the air last night during the storm coverage as the severe storms were coming through. And we'll have that we'll have phone calls from meteorologists during severe storms throughout the summer. So be listening for that. Well, let's see what else we have. The forecast for the rest of today going to remain about what we're at right now. A little warmer, possibly. Mostly sunny. Highs 55 to 60. It'll be north winds 15 to 25. Then tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-30s. Areas of frost after midnight. North winds of 5 to 15. We'll take a look at the forecast for Friday. We'll tell you this much. It'll warm up a little bit more. And then Saturday, it'll cool down. And then Sunday, it'll stay cool. And then next week we'll get back into the 60s. So we'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies and 54 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up right after this from HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Open your eyes to a credit union. Hi, this is Jeff Callier with First Community Credit Union. I get asked time and time again, what is a credit union? It's a member-owned financial cooperative that you can be a part of. Our earnings go back to you, our member owners. And with dozens of locations, all the financial services you need, why go anywhere else? Open your eyes to a credit union. See us at First Community Credit Union today, insured by NCUA.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now taking a look at the state news, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and top lawmakers are still trying to wrap up a budget deal in hopes of avoiding a stalemate that could require a special session. Walz spokesman Teddy Shan says negotiations ended for the night around 12:30 or 1 a.m. and are expected to resume at some point in the afternoon. The sides have kept silent on whether they're resolved any of the big issues of taxes and spending. The National Corn Growers Association is asking farmers to proactively reach out to the White House to raise awareness on the hardships they're facing in relation to the trade war with China and its impact on profits. Minnesota Corn Growers Director Adam Burr says if the trade war continues, they want the president to know they will need more than 1 cent per bushel subsidy than what they received last year.
It's never going to make us whole, right, the payments, but at least something that's more commensurate with what had the tariffs have done to the market, and also really wanted to direct it at the administration, recognizing it's not just trade and aid package and so forth, but it's also, like I said, you know, we need a break on some front.
Burr says some experts believe the trade war cost corn producers about 44 cents per bushel in 2018. A day after writing a binding opinion that Minnesota school districts cannot block students from graduation ceremonies over unpaid lunch debt, Attorney General Keith Ellison says he understands that for the districts.
Unpaid school lunch debts are a problem for them. I am sensitive to that. I'm not suggesting that you cannot collect the debt or try to recover in some way, but you can't do it by denying graduation participation.
Ellison issued a written opinion citing two state laws governing school lunches and lunch aid. He says his opinion came at the request of State Education Commissioner Mary Catherine Ricker, who mentioned that her office is receiving calls from parents concerned about the practice. A bill that would maintain a two-person minimum crew size on freight rail carriers passed in the Minnesota House. Republican Joe Kosnick of Lakeville voted no on the bill.
I think it's quite obvious, though, the reason that we may be bringing this bill forward is, you know, this bill is just a favor to the unions to codify issues normally subject to collective bargaining.
But the bill's author, Democrat Frank Hornstein of Minneapolis, responded.
Yes, there are unions supporting this, but I also wanted to remind people, and I have passed out letters of support from the State Patrol Troopers Association, the League of Cities.
And also the Minnesota Professional Firefighters included in that. Under the bill, violating the two-person rule would be a misdemeanor with a fine of at least $250 on the first offense and $1,000 for each subsequent violation. And the State Patrol says a fatal crash near Mankato on Monday was caused by a hit-and-run driver. 20-year-old Jalen Williams of Mankato was killed, and her boyfriend, Dennis Eggy, was injured when their vehicle left Highway 60 west of Lake Crystal about 4:30 p.m. Monday. The two were returning from a trip to Nebraska and were minutes away from Mankato when the crash occurred. And in North Dakota, regulators say the state oils production remained at a near-record level in March. The Department of Mineral Resources says the state produced an average of 1.39 million barrels of oil daily in March. That was down from a record 1.4 million barrels a day from the record set in January. North Dakota also produced a record 2.8 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day in March, up from 2.6 billion cubic feet in February. And the North Dakota Highway Patrol says a woman and her young son died when the vehicle she was driving veered off a Grand Forks County road and landed upside down in a river. The crash happened about 3 p.m. Wednesday, about 3 miles south of Manville. Officials say their Volkswagen Jetta left the roadway and overturned, coming to rest mostly submerged in the Turtle River. That is a look at the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Open your eyes to a credit union. Hi, this is Jeff Callier with First Community Credit Union. I get asked time and time again, what is a credit union? It's a member-owned financial cooperative that you can be a part of. Our earnings go back to you, our member owners. And with dozens of locations, all the financial services you need, why go anywhere else? Open your eyes to a credit union. See us at First Community Credit Union today, insured by NCUA.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene, the Crookston Pirate boys tennis team finished the season strong, winning three of their last four section matches and received the seed they wanted with a sixth seed. Not many teams say we want the sixth seed, but we'll tell you why in a second. The number five ranked team in the state and defending section champ, Thief River Falls, received the top seed. So if you win your, if you're the number four or five seed, you win that, you play Thief River Falls second round. So if Crookston wins their first match, they would get to play Perham, a team they lost to 4-3, or if Perham got beat, which they probably won't. So they got the draw that they were hoping for. Now we'll see if they can take advantage of it and win some matches to get to the championship to take on what everybody is guessing will be Thief River Falls. The tournament will start Monday in Detroit Lakes for all the seeds and the first round schedule. Go to KROXAM.com, click on sports. The individual seeds will be released tomorrow night. The Crookston Pirate girls golf team traveled to East Grand Forks, and the teams decided to have a fun day of golf and played a scramble, so no individual or team scores were kept. Also, check out a new Sports Fever column where I take a look at the State True Team track meet. We have a schedule. They'll start at 10 a.m. at Stillwater High School. Beautiful facility there. And Crookston and the West Marshall girls teams will compete. Roseau from Section 8A on the boys' side will be competing as well. Other items we'll talk about is the annual Pirate Blue Wave Hockey Alumni Golf and Hockey Tournament. We have the schedule for that and sign-up links. You can do all that online. The Section 8AA and 8A softball standings, Section 8A team tennis seeds, high school basketball rule changes, and yes, the kids can now roll up their shorts once again. Some jokes and a whole lot of camp information, a lot of different camps, people sending those to us. Check it all out online, KROXAM.com. Click on sports and then click on Sports Fever. The University of Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagle men's basketball program has landed a commitment from junior college transfer Zach Olson of Waterville, Minnesota. Played for a Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, and a transfer from Lake Region State and Devil's Lake will be attending UMC in the fall and playing basketball. He's a 6'5", 225-pound freshman, and he will be a sophomore at UMC next year. He originally committed and attended the University of Mary, then transferred to Lake Region State College, and now will attend UMC. Earlier this year, Olson committed to play at Bethany Lutheran College and changed his mind recently and decided to play for the Golden Eagles, who, by the way, UMC did play Lake Region, and I think it was an exhibition game. So I don't know if that's when the recruitment started, but in his freshman season, Olson played in 30 games, averaged 12.2 points, 4.4 rebounds, and just over an assist per game. He shot 41% from the field. Shot a pretty decent 35% on three-point attempts and 76% from the free-throw line. And the Crookston Reds, they gave up five runs in the first two innings and couldn't recover. And then the rain came in right when the Reds started to play a little better. And the Reds fall by a score of 5-2 in a rain-shortened game from last night. And the Minnesota Twins, they held on, made the Trevor Hildenberger. Likes to make things interesting, and the Twins were leading 8-4. Hildenberger struggled again, has a 22 ERA in the month of May, and we'll tell you more about him in a moment. But so they gave up three runs. The Twins hold on, though, to get the win, 8-7 in front of 31,000 fans at the game yesterday, the biggest crowd since opening day. The Twins have placed catcher Mitch Garver on the 10-day injured list with a sprained left ankle, and returning third baseman Miguel Sano from his rehabilitation assignment. And they've also sent down Hildenberger to, I think it's Class AA. And what else do we have on the sports scene? The Warriors, they beat Portland last night, 116-94. They have a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. And what a comeback last night for Milwaukee, as they played terrible for three quarters, and they still found a way to win. And so they take a 1-0 lead in their conference finals as well. And taking a look at the sports scene for today, we have Pirate Baseball on the air. They're going to head to Greenbush to take on Badger Greenbush Middle River. 4 o'clock will be the Riverview Health pregame show, 4:30, the first pitch. Junior High Crookston's at Bemidji at 4 o'clock. They'll have a tough task there. Major League Baseball, the Twins, they start a four-game series at Seattle. 8:30, the pregame, 9:10, the first pitch tonight. And in high school softball, the Pirates looking to make it two wins in a row. They'll take on East Polk at 4:30 in Oakley. And then right after that, they'll take on Red Lake County Central. Should be two competitive games there. The second game starts at 6:30. And then the boys track team, they're going to be competing at the Ada Borup Norman County West Invitational in Ada. That gets underway at 4 o'clock today. The girls are not participating because they'll be heading to the state true team meet in Stillwater on Saturday. And junior high boys golf, they're golfing as we speak at the East Grand Forks Invite. And if I could do it all over again, I would have joined golf in high school. Get out of school, golf, what a life. That is a look at the sports. Again, all the sports news available on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Get the grill out and enjoy these fresh meats from Hugo's Family Marketplace. USDA Choice Angus Farms T-Bone Steaks, $8.99 a pound. Hormel Natural Choice Quarter Pork Loin is $1.49 a pound. Hugo's Marinated Chicken Breasts, they're $2.99 a pound. And pick up the assorted Dole Salad Blends. They're just two for $5. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, with spring and summer comes the burning season, from small recreational campfires to large conservation reserve program burning, as we call CRP. The Department of Natural Resources will issue different fire stages, often referred to as yellow flag, red flag, and others, for burning within Polk County and the state as a whole. Within the city of Crookston, fires are primarily limited to recreational campfires, explains Crookston firefighter Bob Magsum.
Every year we run into issues with what is legal, what is not legal in the city limits of Crookston. Many, many years ago, the city council actually adopted a city ordinance that allowed only recreational fires within the city limits, other than there are some certain exceptions to that rule. So basically what the city council and the city ordinance states is a recreational fire, which is a campfire. By definition, DNR in the state of Minnesota says a recreational fire is a campfire that is no larger than 3 feet across that fire or fire ring, and then the flame that's above the burning material can extend no more than 3 feet in the air. And that is allowed within the city limits with no permits.
Furthermore, Magsum says fires within the city are prohibited from being a smoke nuisance to neighbors.
The only stipulation that we have to pay attention to, as DNR and the state of Minnesota actually puts on burn restrictions in very dry areas, there are certain times of the year where we might have to, or the state actually puts burn restrictions on recreational fires also, so then we can't have those in the yard. The burning material within these recreational fires must be dry firewood, so that rules out leaves, grass, green branches, things like that, smoke-causing materials. When you are burning in your backyard, if you're causing a smoke nuisance for the neighbor and that get called into the fire department, we will show up and basically ask you to put your fire out. Bottom line, the city just asks you be respectful to your neighbors when out enjoying a little campfire in your backyard.
In select cases, open burning permits can be issued within city limits. According to Crookston City Code, open permits may be issued only for the following purposes: elimination of fire or health hazard that cannot be abated by other practical means, ground thawing for utility repair and construction, disposal of vegetative matter for managing forest, prairie, or wildlife habitat, and in the development and maintenance of land and rights-of-way where chipping, composting, land spreading, or other alternative methods are not practical. Disposal of diseased trees generated on-site, diseased or infected nursery stock, diseased beehives. A disposal of unpainted, untreated, non-glued lumber and wood shakes generated from construction where recycling, reuse, removal, or other alternative disposal methods are not practical. And a recreation fire for public purpose. For those burns, burning in the greater Crookston area, the Crookston Fire Department will issue permits on behalf of the DNR.
Anytime you're going to have a fire outside a recreational fire or a small campfire, all open burning does require burn permits in the state of Minnesota. We issue those burn permits out of the Crookston Fire Department. We actually issue those for DNR.
Magsum says the DNR will update their fire danger rating on a daily basis and sometimes hourly as conditions change during the summer months.
What the red flag, yellow flag warnings, things of that nature, what that is pertaining to every day or multiple times a day, DNR actually does an analysis of the weather conditions, how dry it is, the threat of fire, things along that line, and they actually issue per county what their requirements or recommendations are for burning. Currently, as of today, if we sit and look at a map, we are actually sitting in a yellow warning, which basically that yellow warning states that we have a high risk of fire. It's not extreme. Extreme is red, which means it's super, super dry, and then burn restrictions will go on. So currently we're yellow, we're on a high warning, and burning permits are allowed. Again, if you're going to have an open fire within the county, you must obtain a burn permit from either your local fire department or DNR themselves, which allows you to burn.
DNR fire ratings include green flag, fires are not easily started, so no permit is required. Blue flag, fires start easily and spread at a moderate rate. Burning permits are required. Yellow flag, the fire starts easily and spread at a fast rate. Restricted burning by variance permit only. Orange flag, fires start very easily and spread at a very fast rate. No burning permits, campfires allowed. And red flag, of course, the worst. Fire situation is explosive and can result in extensive property damage, no permits, and no campfires allowed at that time. The Crookston Education Association will have a retirement party on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Crookston Eagles for retirees of Crookston Public School District. Denise Oliver has been the principal at Washington Elementary School since 1999 and said she spent 31 of her 35 years in the Crookston School District.
I actually have been in education for 35 years. I was teaching 4 years prior to coming to Crookston, so here about 31 years. And I started in the district in 1988 and taught grades 2, 3, and 4 at Washington and Highland Schools. And then in 1999, I became the principal and community education director in the school district.
Oliver says she feels fortunate to go to work and love what she does every day.
Well, first of all, I just feel very fortunate. They always say if you can go to work every day and enjoy what you do and love what you do, that's a great thing. So I feel very fortunate that I can go to work every day and love what I do. I think my favorite time is just being around the kids. And it just seems like the students continue to prove to me that we live in a wonderful world with great promise, and just the teachers and staff that I work with, it's just such a privilege, and I just feel extremely fortunate to be able to work with such dedicated and hardworking individuals because I see and hear amazing things every day.
And Oliver said she wants to stay busy and spend her extra time with family and friends.
First of all, how fast did this happen and where did this come from? I guess, you know, you're used to going 120 miles an hour, and so I don't plan on slowing totally down, but I do want to keep doing something. I want to keep myself busy, but with the extra time that I hope to have, I just want to spend more time with family and friends, basically, is the most important thing.
And I'm sure she'll be continuing to watch some St. Cloud State Husky men's hockey games as her son is an assistant coach there. Vanessa Crowell retired earlier this year as a custodian at the high school, and paraprofessionals Terry Clausen and Julie Tiedemann, both at Highland Elementary, they declined interviews. But congratulations to them, and that celebration will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Crookston Eagles Club. Highland school students, they've really been impressive with their engineering skills this year. They've been working on the truss bridge. It's a bridge made out of popsicle sticks. And get this, we have a new record. Maddie Harbutt and Jezebel Vega, they broke the record at Crookston Highland School of 300.8 pounds is what this popsicle stick bridge held. I mean, it's unreal what you can do. And so they've done that. We have a video of Mr. Holland loading up the pail, putting it on top of this popsicle stick bridge. 300.8 pounds is what it held before it broke. So congratulations to them. And there was, I think they broke the record 4 or 5 different times. But Maddie Harbutt and Jezebel Vega are the champions this year. So congratulations to them. We have a video of it online, KROXAM.com. Click on news. Are you wondering what to do with those old paint cans and chemicals in your home? If so, bring them to Polk County's Hazardous Waste Collection Events. The first collection event will be at the Polk County Fairgrounds in Fertile on Friday, May 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. The second collection will be the East Shore Beach area of Maple Lake off County Highway 10 on Saturday, June 1st from 9 a.m. to noon. Bring all those paints, cleaners, and automotive supplies that you've kept for years, and Polk County will dispose of them properly. Remember, the Polk County Transfer Station accepts household hazardous waste Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. year-round. For more information on what will be accepted and how to package your waste for safe transport, you can contact Polk County Environmental Services at 1-800-482-6804 or the Northwest Minnesota Household Hazardous Waste Facility at 1-800-637-2090. Riverview Foundation is pleased to announce the recipients of the Leonard's Family Healthcare Scholarships. The two $1,000 grants for the upcoming school year will be presented to Riley Hermrick and Chris Roden. Riley is currently an RN working in the emergency department at Riverview Health. She is enrolled in the Family Nurse Practitioner Program at Concordia University in Wisconsin. Chris is currently an RN working on the inpatient unit at Riverview Health. He is enrolled in the Family Nurse Practitioner Program at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. In recognition of time and efforts, Thomas C. Leonard's provided to the establishment and advancement of Riverview Health Foundation, its board of directors established the Leonard's Family Healthcare Scholarship. As one of the Riverview Foundation's original founders in 1990, Leonard's was instrumental in all development stages of Riverview's healthcare association. As Riverview Healthcare's Association CEO, he continued to serve the foundation as an ex officio member of the board of directors until his December 2000 retirement. And we saw him down at Disney World a couple of years ago when the Crookston High School music trip was there. And he came by and watched the performances and ran into him. So it's nice to see him down there. At 5:02 p.m. Wednesday, the Crookston Fire Department responded to an alarm activation on the 100 block of West Robert Street. The alarm was reset. No danger was found. With severe weather moving through the area Wednesday evening, the fire department made contact with various entities in the city to ensure they were aware and making preparations. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Gina Renee Henderson, 28, of McIntosh, arrested for felony second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. And that is about it on our local news. Now moving over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 54 degrees, a north wind of 19 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.93 inches, humidity at 56%. The sun rose at 5:46. The sun will set at 8:58 for 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. The record low, 20, set in 1961. The record high, 87, set in 1918. Year ago high, 82. Year ago low, 57. The average high is 70. The average low, 42. Yesterday, we had a high of 79, a low of 43. We had 0.08 of an inch of rain, along with thunderstorms and some lightning as well. Wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. During the 9 o'clock hour as those storms are going through. Euclid Avenue, they're reporting 0.14 of an inch of rain, and 3 miles south of Angus, reporting 0.4 of an inch of rain. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston in the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60, north winds of 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, areas of frost after midnight, lows in the mid-30s, north winds of 5 to 15. Friday, sunny in the morning, then partly sunny, high 60 to 65, northeast winds of 5 to 15. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Sunday, cloudy, chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Monday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s. And Wednesday, cloudy, rain again, highs 60 to 65. So it's only fitting. Playoffs start next week for most of these teams, and there's a chance of rain every day next week as well. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by our friends at the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.